Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. It's you. Oh, we're talking okay. Hi, I'm Jabril Salam, the Independent Talagi Nation, one of the members of the Strongheart Warrior Society. Tonight, we're hosting Indigenous Voices of People with our star host, Chinupa Gluha Money of South Dakota of the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation, leader of the Strongheart Warrior Society. And Chinupa being a strong advocate for all the Native Indians all across the Turtle Island. Some of you know it as America, United States, or Americas. Struggling all across the country, people struggling to overcome injustices, mass incarceration, abuses, all kind of human rights violations. He being one of the advocates, the activists who work for the Native people across the country on all the different reservations in the cities and different places. Chinupa has maintained his culture, his language, and very in-depth knowledge on different issues involving these injustices and how the Native people are to deal with this from the traditional way of life. And we welcome everybody to the show, and we encourage the listening audience to call in and engage in conversation with our host and to share things going on in your area and what tribes you represent, what nations you represent, or what communities you represent, clans and so forth. And if you have loved ones who are suffering injustices at the hands of the federal government or private corporations, share this information. Talk about it. Therefore, some solutions can come about. We're going to start our show tonight with a prayer, and we'll close with a song. Let's see who we have here tonight. Chinupa, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me okay?
Oh, we can hear you okay. Sound and clear, loud and clear.
All right. Good evening, listening audience. Okay, this is Chinupa Gluha Money from the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation of South Dakota, also the leader of the Strongheart Dog Soldier Society. And we're going to really get heavy in tonight's radio cast about issues pertaining to indigenous rights, the abuse, injustices, I mean, name it, on all levels. And so I'm going to open the show with a prayer, and I thank all of you for tuning in on the Indigenous Voices of People. Remember, folks, this is your show. You can call in and contribute any type of knowledge, ask questions, or even share something that you have, that you experience within your reservation area or city or state. And this is our show that we're all contributing to what's going on in our country known as Turtle Island. And I don't like using that term, America, no such thing. Turtle Island is the way to address it, or the Island Hill. Those are the two names that describe Indian country. So let's start our show off with a prayer. I welcome all of you for tuning in. Okay. Now, who can I use a machine with only a gigantic on a machine? ishtahi miniki hispati hina ya pati na woke hina tia wake hina shak ya hetsu sifo chichi leon petu ma woman kaskan kisya kola chia leon petu ki chichi ya ya hetsu sifo han tuwa woke kikazi ki wa hake ki chetka kosi chia ko leti se miyapi ko tati. Well, as I started off the show with the opening prayer, I have some real static in the background, but I don't know if it's from the show host is, bored or what's going on, or maybe it's the feds or the state. I don't care. We're always in the best of our capability of using our traditional knowledge and knowledge of what's going on in Indian country. And we try to use that with the more strong, feedback we're given. Homage to everything that we experience here. Yeah, these guys must be outside somewhere. Here, cars driving by, making a lot of noise. Without any further delay, I'm just going to get into heavy understandings to this. Over the years, many indigenous people across Turtle Island had experienced certain difficulties that affected their everyday thinking, living, and their values of arrangements in life as they were being negatively rejected from the norms that happen. And any said, involvement when indigenous people take a stand.
It was here to me.
Jabril, are you guys okay there? What's going on?
Yeah, it's maybe one of our callers' phones. Okay, callers, mute your phone so you until you're ready to talk, so that you don't have background noise coming through while someone else is talking.
Way of dealing with this, and it's always something that's unmuted and whatnot. You guys, look, listen, let's start something. Let's revamp this real quick. We're going to revamp it real quick. Ladies and gentlemen that are tuned in to the Indigenous Voices of People, this radio show, was given to us from our sister, Leona Brando. And our sister has been kind enough to give us this opportunity to share knowledge and understanding and abuse and injustice that go on in Indian country. And I know a lot of you are working for the federal government. I know a lot of you are working for the state governments. And I know a lot of you are working for the tribal government because you don't like the truth affecting your consciousness. Well, I'm sorry. It has to. We talk this way because it's the only way to honor truth for the elders that passed on and many others that are still struggling to remain free. And we try to give you this opportunity without no bullshit. And I'm going to say it that way. No bullshit. To ask you guys to really take a look at what's going on in the surrounding environment you're part of. We try to be humble as best as we can to try to give you guys some acknowledgement. And Cleo Ross, turn your phone down. Put some headphones on. That's probably your phone acting up too. So what I'm saying is, every time when we have a radio show, we're always being, disrespected and interrupted by the systems, behavior of what's going on in this Indian country of ours. And so when we try our desperate measures to hold everybody accountable and talk on good acceptance of what goes on, this is what happens every time. Because when we look at the measures of what happens in Indian country, we fail that purpose as people of color. We fail it. I kid you not. Because we don't acknowledge the right-of-ways and the distinctiveness that our people's been trying to tell us from day one, that in Indian country, things are being, construed, misrepresented, and so forth. And like I've always said in the past, present circumstances, just because they look like Indians and sound like Indians don't mean they're Indian. And this is what happens. And people want to do, they want to contribute to what goes on in Indian country. And unfortunately, a lot of you are fumbling into football. You still like white privilege. You still like white think. You like all this stuff that pertains to the unhealthy predicament in Indian country. You're not really looking at what goes on in Indian country. And so that kind of understanding is what we're talking about, because interruption is interruption, no matter how you look at it.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're trying to do is give you an understanding You know, and really, if you don't like the way we talk and stuff, find somebody to help you get a radio show, and you can interrupt it and talk bullshit and just keep going in that basket. You don't have to tune in here. We're not asking you by twisting your arm. We're asking you to have honor for yourself and contribute to things that go on in the industry, because all you got to do is talk. You don't point a direction to where you're going. There are many things that are facing Indian country, and it's harmful hating us. And the sad thing is, you all allow it. So this is what we talk about in Indian country, to try to give everybody a chance to have some type of positive venue to reconnect themselves on things that our ancestors had, you know, paved the opportunity for us to see and take effective to this journey of what goes on in India. And so this is what we're trying to help all of you understand, because obviously you're not really caring about what we're saying. And then when interruption comes out, you know, you all want something out there, but you don't know what it is that you want. And that's not my fault. It's your fault, because you don't want to engage in things that will help people better understand what's going on how you're being mistreated and abused and so forth. And this is why I, you know, leave these type of interventions from that fundamental difference as a status or a status, because of how everything goes on in Indian country. So without any further interruption, I'm going to get heavy into something that really, really bothers the people in Indian country. The international defense, okay, there has always been, folks, and listen to this real carefully, there have always been a utilizing supremacy clause to enforce certain independent measures, independent rights, independent structures of statuses vested on the independent rights of humanity. And so people today have been using the English concepts of language to interpret different things that are being forced upon us at the discretion of the county, state, federal, and even tribal governments, you know, arm of capturing and cultivating people by not giving them a chance to exercise their full validity of independence. And so I share that understanding very strongly with you all, because all civil servants, which you are all registered under, and you're all part of the civil servants behavior, because you don't really look at what's going on in Indian country. You think we don't know nothing. We do. We're trying to help you understand the logics of what's unfolding in Indian country. So by giving things to that virtue, there have been many, many grave violations in Indian country because of these conspiracies become a crime against humanity. Conspiracies that become a crime against humanity. Those conspirators commit these things. And that act is behaved upon how America has always practiced and perfected colonial policies to stop people from exercising full independent, you know, nation status. And the sad thing is, you so-called American Indians, and I mean that, you so-called American Indians, could you define yourselves as that? You allow it. You allow it to continue to oppress and threaten and intimidate every person, whether in a reservation, state, county, or otherwise. You allow them. And so people like us, like Chanupa Gruhamani and many others that are speaking on tonight's show, is trying to give you an understanding that this benefit of a doubt has to be brought forth more on an intellectual basis to create some kind of prevention of exercising your powers of independence to stop all these negativities and injustices that are happening before you. Jabril, can you hear that noise?
Yeah, it sounds like cars in the background or something. I'm going to mute all the callers until we open up for questioning. We're getting a little background.
These guys really have respect. They don't have no respect of what we're talking about tonight. I mean, you guys are tuned in wondering what we're talking about, and we're trying to give you something that you can't find anywhere. You can't even... been programmed and preconditioned, man. It's sad. The rule of law requires a government to exercise its power in accordance to establish clearly rules and regulations, to use legal, you know, definitions to stop you from a distinction of everything that isn't yours. Everything that's written today is man-written, white man-written, mind you. And so when we are trying to ask you guys for understandings and really pay attention to what goes on, the deprivation of these rights are under a color of law. And so all you so-called civil servants that, you know, have judges and, you know, different justices of peace that work with the system, you're part of the problem rather than being part of solutions. And so we try to implement these things more on a good standard. And propatiate fundamental practice is the key. It's a Latin term that they use overseas, because this is what America has done to people of color, especially all our brothers and sisters that once lived out in the eastern shorelines where they're no longer there anymore. And so by implementing these understandings through giving you a chance and understanding, I'm not trying to be indiscreet on these issues. I'm not trying to be indiscreet. The supreme independent laws that pertain to the land is how the animals gave us a separate opportunity to live with them peacefully and in harmony through the life of love. That's where people misconstrue, and I mean misconstrue themselves. Currently, you achieve certain things that are written on paper, even when you go through schools and they give you a certain amount of education. Kill the Indian, save the man. That thing is still in existence in 2021. So getting back to the base, this is why we have the massive, largest incarceration rate in modern history. And whether you like it or not, Indian folks, a reservation is a colonial prison camp. That's it. You're on work release there, whether you like it or not. And so every tribal president that runs for a position has never stood under principalities belonging to independents. They're all selected. They never were elected. That's the judicial enforcement of them breaking treaty agreements of every said reservation. And people always say, oh, Chalupa, you don't know what he's talking about and all this. You know, they all say that. Well, hey, if you know something, you create a radio show, and I don't have to be invited on your show. I don't want to get into that. If you're going to still support and serve the man, go ahead. You can have formation that way. The internal nationalization is very important for people that are using constitutional roles. So that internal annihilation is this. When you allow different negotiated measures from federal legislation, tribal legislation, and county, state, and otherwise, to play in that in factor, they concur the violation of treaties, okay? Because there are treaty people out there. So when they look back to the 1868 treaty, and then they also look at Article 6 from the United States Constitution, my late Uncle Floyd Heron used to always say that all the time. But they never challenged the system. Always going to a white man to ask a white man for advice. No, you can do it yourself. That's what my grandfather told me. You can do it yourself. Read those interpretations and go on, because once you use an attorney to stand on the predicaments of what you are facing, they're the ones that are telling them what to do for you. Exactly. So those courts have a process of using the supremacy of interpretive authority, okay? Supreme interpretive authority. So without due respect to the U.S. treaties, they could care less. That's how federal constitutional statutory law works. But you don't want to hear those things. And the first thing they offer you is mammon. That's the first thing they offer you is mammon. And if you don't know what mammon is, I'll answer it for you. Mammon is the discrepancy of money. And that discrepancy of money is what you all use today in 2021, myself included, when I have it. But what I get at is all these unconstitutional acts created by the behavior of civilized man. These are the things that go on in Indian country, whether you like it or not. That's all paganism. Paganism by, you know, the people that are trying to rule the indigenous people and destroy them within. And so those are the real strong consents that I give you on tonight's show, because I'm sick and tired of how people rationalize different issues because it becomes a state conflict where treaties cannot be exercised or expedited. And this is why our people have always said, reserve your power of the independent structure, and then you will be free and left alone. And my grandfather, Roy Martin, used to tell me that. His Lakota name was Chanteo Hiti Kawichasha. And that's how we do things from ancient times. But today, those legal, you know, maximums, no law can create harm. One thing, I will say this. If you look at the Black's Law Dictionary, the Black's Law Dictionary, there's an eighth edition out there someplace, but you have to find it. The Black Law Dictionary, with the eighth edition, there's a legal remedy in there. And no one can forfeit another person's right. They have that in there, the black folk, man. Well, in the independent structure, which supersedes everything, independent structure supersedes. It's called supra. Supra is how nations supersede the powers over a state and a federal government. Supra supersedes power over a state and a federal government, county, and even a tribal. Those are laws of nations, folks. My God, man, you guys. You're so eager to protect the white man, but you won't protect your own people. This is the sad thing that goes on in Indian country. So, therefore, when tyranny becomes a superseded issue, nations don't have treaties. They have independence. Again, that's why you can never, ever forfeit another person's rights. And I rest my case on that on tonight's show, and we're going to get real heavy for questions and all these other things that are happening today without any other negative aspect of what people are tuning into. We give you that open knowledge of that because that's what supra means. And that's how nations use to supersede their powers over states, the federal government, and reservations. Those are your God-forsaken human rights. And I rest my case with that. Those are how nations of laws were implemented to help them destroy them. That's why I said the black laws, they created their own stuff. That's why, man, the white race is, man, inferior to them. They know how to do it. Look what they did. Thanks to all the people that stepped up and helped our late brother, George Floyd, his family won $27 million for the loss of their loved one. And I hope they really remember the people that took part in this and give out, you know, certain illustrations to that to help people overcome what's going on in Indian country. And I turn it back to the people that are also hosting the show with me, my little brothers, Jabril, Salam, and Amin. Let's carry out the show more strongly tonight and give everybody a chance to voice their concerns and turn them all back on, if you may, and I will get back to you. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, brother. Wapilatanka. There's a great understanding there. And we definitely need to, like you say, exercise those rights of self-determination and independence. And having the knowledge of what that means is extremely important. So, well, a couple of callers dropped off. we want to open up for questions in case everyone is open. See if anyone wants to ask any questions or join the conversation. Callers, you're free to step in. 505-3576. You're live.
Hey, Oyate, welcome aboard. Go ahead. Again, where what you heard from what I shared with the people.
Yeah, that sounded really good. Good to know all of that there. I was going to call in last week, and you know, I was going to open up a dialogue about trying to get some support, like opening up some offices there on the different reservations, and try to get support for you to take this to the United Nations, to take our, you know, our independent claim to the United Nations. And that's when I realized, I said, oh, that takes money. And I said, we don't have any money, and how can we get some? So we have to have funding. And so I didn't call in. Instead, I did some research on, you know, how to get funding. And I researched all the various, you know, ways to do that. And, you know, I was talking with Mitch about it, and he didn't know how to do it. And I don't like to do it. I never did, you know, try to get funding either. I use my own money when I do stuff, when I have it. And anyway, I just decided, you know, I don't think that's the way to go, trying to raise funds for stuff. You know, if somebody wants to donate something, fine, but, you know, I don't like to ask people for things. And then, you know, a couple of days ago, I read a post that David Hill of the American Indian Movement posted, and I'll read it to you. Vine DeLoria said this. And for those of you who don't know Vine DeLoria, you know, he's an author. He's a Sakota author. He's from the Standing Rock Reservation. He's directly related to the Grass family. Anyway, it says, he says, Crazy Horse never drafted anyone to follow him. People recognized that what Crazy Horse did was for the best and was for the people. Crazy Horse never had his name on stationery. He never had business cards. He never received a per diem. And until we can once again produce people like Crazy Horse, all the money and help in the world will not save us. It's up to us to write the next chapter in the American Indian, of the American Indian upon this continent. That's what Bonnie Deloria said, and I said, yeah, I said, that's the way to go. We need to go with that, because when you're representing the people for the benefit of the people, that's all you need. And, you know, if you got a lot of money and if you're not representing the people right, it ain't going to do any good. And so I think that, you know, independence for the Lakota is the thing to do to resolve all the problems that exist in the Lakota Nation. And I know the last time when I was talking about this, I said, you know, what we want is statehood. Well, I didn't mean like a state in the United States. I meant we want our country back, our whole territorial boundaries. And so I think that, you know, if we just move forward and do things for the benefit of the people, what's best for the people, that things will all work out. And so I don't know what I don't know what your schedule is for getting into the United Nations. But, you know, I think when you do get in there, if you can get the floor on the United Nations, then you can get a seat on that round table of nations as a nation, you know, then, you know, we'll have our foot in the door.
Yeah.
And whenever you go to the United Nations, you know, I want to be, if I can possibly be there, be one of the people that's assisting you, you know. So I just wanted to bring that up and see what people think about that. Back to you.
All right, man. Well, that is brilliant. That is brilliant. Thank you for, you know, acknowledging that understanding from a virtue of one that's also been there and been in the struggle and still is in the struggle. When we get into these topics of issues by having that extreme exposition of the same, remember, unlike most conspiracies through the statutes that go on in the country, you know, that was stripped away from our people, I wanted to share something very openly as to what my brother Oyate is expressing, you know, from his heart, you know, intonement. His heart's intonement shows and gives you the validity that he's standing up for your God-given rights as a free people and as a free person. And so many years ago, when we took over Wounded Knee and the BIA headquarters in Washington, D.C., and many other, you know, takeovers that happened in Indian country, and that quotation my brother David Hill just expressed, David Hill was with us up there in the Custer fight. When we got it on with the state police and city police of Custer, and we attacked the courthouse and we, you know, gave that town a living hell, all because of the death of Wesley Bad Heart Bulls. His mother, you know, brought the intonement to, you know, AIM and AIM's grassroots people and all the independent people that followed them up there to exercise them. And that's how Russell and Dennis and all them, and the people, Leonard Crowdog, everybody, all of us that were, and I was a kid at that time when we got it on in Custer. What the leadership in the American Indian Movement were telling us kids to do at the discretion of our grandparents, they told us to take wooden matchsticks and stick them in the cop car's keyholes. Back then, there was no electronic buttons like you have now to open up your door. But if you took a wooden match and stick it in the keyhole and break it off and then put glue on top of it and seal it, the cops couldn't get in, so they had to break the windows to get in. Those were the kind of things that we did as kids to help them. You know, and this is what I know from the Custer riot. When I first heard of David Hill, David Hill is an black belt, you know, student from wherever he learned it from. And inside that courtroom, David Hill and many others, man, David was using his hand-to-hand combat, what he learned as a, you know, a student in karate, I should say. He used that form of his body to protect our brothers and sisters there. I used to, when I had chances to talk with Dave, I used to bring that understanding up because they said, yeah, there's a young Indian guy up there, man, knows karate, man. He's, man, giving them white folks hell up. Well, us guys were outside, we kids, we gave Custer, man, a rude awakening back then. But this is what Indian people done back in the days, and I lived them. And now I'm 63 years old, going to be 64 in June. But as I was explaining this, you know, illustration of what my brother Oyate just, you know, threw, remember, an unannotated title, 18, Crimes and Criminal Procedures, okay? These are conspiracies against those human rights. Unannotated. Title 18. Unannotated Title 18. Those are crimes and criminal procedures of conspiracy against human rights. This is what the American people have done to Indian people and many others because we never interpreted their language. This is what I've known from my elders talking about all this, and it takes independent structures to do that. Now, as we continue on with this is food for thought. From a state point of view, and for you that recognize yourselves as citizens, these rights cannot be taken away from you if you stick to the independent structure. Again, folks, hear me. If you want to be a citizen in this country, so be it. But you still have the rights that cannot be taken away from you. And those are choices. So states, on the other hand, they settle different, you know, establishments, maxims, procedures by which a citizen must be dealt with that cannot be abrogated. So in other words, when you circumvent them, the independent structure confirms that they cannot violate your human rights. Those are the supreme laws of the land. And don't forget the Vienna Convention. Okay, the Vienna Convention had also said this understanding, and that's been a long time. You know, they exercised the validity of two things too. The Vienna Convention on treaties of any type of measure of it, from let's see here, Vienna Convention of let me reflect back to that. It's been a while. The treaties of the Vienna Convention gave the validity to protect those godforsaken human rights, okay? And so those are still established in the Vienna Convention. So the premises that allow diplomatic missions to assemble, we have a right, just like what Oyate expressed there, we have a right to create our own embassy. And he's right. We don't need to solicit money. We just need to get back into the basis of freedom of independence and establish them kind of understanding without permission. If you're in your own country to exercise and expedite them, that is your right. That is your right. So the earth outside is our property. That's how you host a country, where that country must never be, you know, searched on its premises, or ever, they can never seize your documents. This is what the Vienna Convention is. But see, our people today in 2021 create all these treaty group meetings, but they never exercise the validity of what we're talking about. And so that's how even the Commonwealth that has protection over certain property rights are extremely, you know, unorthodoxly inclined to protect human rights. And so let's turn it back over to the audience again and get some other feedback. And just like our brother Oyate, and Oyate, thank you for coming on. If you have some extended issues and other stuff that you want to contribute, go right ahead. The radio show is open for everybody to have a collective dialogue. Back to you all, bro.
Okay, thank you, Tanufa. Thank you, Oyate. It was a very good question, and that's what we want. We want people to engage and bring your thoughts and ideas and so forth. Board is lit up. Any other callers, would you like to jump in and just go right ahead? You're all live on the air. State your name and where you're calling from and what nation you represent, if you want to give an introduction. I'll jump right into the conversation here. Quite a few callers. 406-5023, you're live.
Four oh six is a Montana number.
Oh, that call just fell off. 734-0196. You're live if you want to join the conversation. Or just introduce yourself and say hello tonight.
Long name, Brother Jabril.
Hey, Walaikum Salaam. How are you doing, brother? Welcome to the show.
Yes, sir, I have had the opportunity of coming on before, and I had engaged with Brother Kanifa. It's been about a month or so ago. But I'm from the independent Eastland Woodland Nation. This is Ali, a Wandering Bull. And I was on last night, but I think I may have stepped to the bathroom And I came back, and my granddaughter said that she heard my number come across, but I didn't get a chance to speak at that time. But Brother Chinupa was speaking yesterday about the language, and he was saying how it would be, you know, better to have your language in order to classify as an Indian. And I thought that was very interesting because I was thinking, I said, well, I wonder if those of us that had lost our identities when the Europeans did invade and stole our identity and our culture and stole our Native American status, for those of us that lost our language, how can we recapture that so that we can be identified as Native American? I think that's what he said. Not sure. But it has something to do with the language. Just language,
language being very important. And they definitely can't give back what they stole, but we can rebuild what we have. Like Chinupa just stated, that earth outside, that belongs to us. So we know that Creator put us here, made us custodian of each other and of Mother Earth. And language is very important. So we have brothers like Chinupa who have maintained language by staying close to the grandparents, close to the culture. So we are very blessed to have a brother like this who can aid us in regaining that, the language, the independence, that self-determination, and showing us, sharing with us different knowledge and so forth. Chinupa, you want to jump in there on that?
Yes. What I really want to express to you, young man, if you keep using the concept of America, then you're going to stay Americanized, okay? Don't use that crass term anymore. This is what indigenous people live with today in the year 2021 because they all exercise that validity of I'm an American Indian or he's a Native American. They use those terms, okay, which you're not. See, the white race has gave this country a different name from Ernest Cruce, okay? This Italian scholar gave this name America, Americo. And so that pronunciation is still here since it was orchestrated. But we indigenous people always looked at our homeland as Turtle Island or the Island Hill. And because we're using white interpretation of the language of English to exercise and expedite our sociological conditions, we become centralized. Centralized means when you become centralized, you are using the means of the acronym means of how America practiced and perfected colonial policies to neutralize human rights. And we're doing that to this day. So that's my contribution to you to don't call yourself an African American. Don't call yourself a Mexican American. Don't call yourself a Native American. We are people of the earth. I am the people of the animal nation called the Kakanka Oyate, the buffalo nation. And that's who I represent myself as. I am Chinupa Glohamani. See, this is the other interpretation that I'm going to add fuel to that. We all need to go back to our traditional names. I don't want to call you Jimmy John. I don't want to call you Eddie Van Halen. Even the Van Halen family, they immigrated over here in the early part, in the late part of the 70s. And they became a very wealthy, you know, heavy metal, hard rock band. And they lost Eddie. Eddie passed away last year.
Right.
And this is the kind of the behavior. But Eddie Van Halen, and I'm just using this as a figure of speech. Eddie Van Halen, when he came here, and him and his brother Alex, used the musicianship as a custodial measure of how America implemented music, okay? We native people really in our own country invented the guitar. The guitar was only created by one string. And so back in ancient times, that one string guitar we used also as a weapon to serve ourselves when we hunted wild game. And we had to make an arrow for it in order for it to fly. But our brothers and sisters long time ago, when they sat around the campfire, they turned that bow into a one-string instrument, which became a guitar. And if you take a bow today and try it, you can. You can turn it in and out to make a sound of it. This is all anciently created. Now, we were the inventors of the one-string guitar, which later on. And don't forget this, too, folks. are African folks in our country of Turtle Islands. They created the very first floor banjo. A floor banjo. Don't forget that. Black folk created that. And they used a wash tub to do that. See, people don't know their history, but they sure do want to bastardize it. And so I thank you for that question, brother. We need to go back into obtaining our traditional names, and that's how the language will reappear. Next question. Go right ahead, and thank you for that, brother.
Thank you,
appreciate you, much appreciate it.
Thank you, Chinooka and Brother Ali. We got more callers. Caller 505-6236. Introduce yourself and jump right in. You're live.
It's Oyate again. That's my number. I'm on two phones.
Oh, Oyate, come on in. This is the other Oyate.
Yeah. Well, you know, that guy was talking about how can they, if they don't have their language, how can they be recognized as a native tribe? Well, if they don't have their language, they just need to start, two or three words at a time. And then you got your language back. That's the start of it. And because, you know, you do have to have your language to be recognized as an independent tribe, you know. So, you know, that's all they got to do is start like that. Anyway, I'll turn it back to you, and you can get some other callers on there.
All right. Thank you, brother.
Appreciate it, bro. Appreciate it.
All right. That's what we like, engagement and sharing. All right. Great show. Great show, people. Okay. Next caller. Come on. Jump right in, caller. Good luck. 313-2613. I think that's Cleo's number. Cleo, you on the line? Yes, his line is there. Nobody's talking. Okay, let's move along to number. Okay, we wanted to get back into you stated about the prisoner war camps. We know that Pine Ridge being number 344. Can you give us a little more insight on that issue, Chinooka?
Well, first off, let me tell you this, okay? I know there's people out there listening, and I know them very well. They want to engage rather than listening. I want you all right now to tell Jibril Salaam where you're calling from and introduce yourself as we go on. I want you to introduce yourself right now.
Hey, how you doing?
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello, what's your name?
Did you go?
I'm going to put them all in a box.
Okay, did you speak with your member?
Which one?
Like, they're from India or whatever?
Pine Ridge?
Yeah, they are not from Pine Ridge, they're from other side, but they have 10 rooms.
Really?
Yes, that's why I call you in your room.
I was too busy working.
Okay.
So I'll take these.
Okay, so what I do, I can give you.
Callers. Okay, we got Oyate, we had Ali, we got another caller here, that's Cleo's number, 313-2613. You on the air, state your name and where are you calling from? Hello? Oh, we had two callers drop off. Okay. Well, let's get back into it. Those two callers, they fell off. They have some difficulty there. Okay. Yeah, Yate stated, going back to the language topic, That was very interesting. And we appreciate
yeah,
that there.
Vocabulary
is very important. I think if you build the vocabulary and then you start conversing little by little, then next thing you know, you're speaking the language.
Because they're, you know, they're the family, I have to go pick it up tomorrow. Like they give us 2 days, you know. So, I mean, maybe we can come tomorrow. We can come one more day, you know, like we can go on Sunday morning. Or Sunday morning? Sunday tomorrow?
Coming in.
Sunday morning tomorrow. If you want to take off, you. Yeah. Okay, we do that. Me and you. Yeah. Okay. So how much you can charge? I can use my fuel. Everything, okay? Okay. Like how much you can.
Okay. Lost Snooper.
Salt Lake. Over
yeah, how much you can tell?
I don't know, man. We'll figure it out. Yeah, also, let me look at the mileage. My brother knows about the computer's eyes.
You can help me.
Yeah, but I'll do it.
What did you say? Yeah, can you give me 2 minutes? Thank you. Do you need a help or put the book in there? Okay, I will be back. Just 1 minute.
You're tired.
Over there is my family over there.
Can anyone hear me out there?
Okay. And I am other place, I am other mother over there.
Over there?
Yeah, Mitchell. Okay. And the deep one is Mitchell. He's Andy over there. Here he is no cook everything, so other people is coming here and cook everything together. And he's a housekeeper, everything is
clean. Okay, yeah.
So tomorrow is pick up. Maybe it's 8 hours. Uthai is 8 hours, right?
Yep.
So here is you, pick up. You come in here, so I'm over the Mitchell.
So they'll come over to relieve you while you go to Mitchell. Yeah, okay. I'm going to give you some more calls while I'm waiting.
Morning. So if you can,
so
let me call my brother, okay, and have him fill out some mileage for me on his computer. I am paying for fuel, like how much you want to pay, and I'm paying for food.
Okay, I need that right now. You know, right now what I care about is the family. You want to go after it? Your mom would explain it to me.
Yeah, because he had to go to the
Mitchell.
Yeah.
So what I was saying here, let me get a trash bag and put all them in there.
Okay. Or just use the box. I don't need a box, so maybe for in case.
Okay, so if you you take the 20 out. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
You said that the other guys.
Yeah,
20.
Chili ani baane mummy.
Because this.
Okay, so if he's the extra left or something, because the other family, they said 20, but we can give.
Yeah, go ahead.
So what we can do? So if he's if they how much they need it, if they have extra, then I will give you
whatever's left over.
Yeah, I will give it to you. You know, this should be good. So you can have all box.
Okay, I'll put these on. I'm on the radio show right now.
Okay.
So let me get done with that, and I'll come back down and help you out.
And I asked about the...
Yes, I will, most definitely, okay?
Yeah.
All right. I will take care of that with my brother.
Okay.
Okay, we'll do that.
Okay.
Okay. You need help?
Yeah.
Well, this way.
Right there.
Waiting on you, brother. Waiting on you. We had some questions for you, but someone needed
okay,
help.
Okay, this is a business topic. Okay,
so go ahead. What was the question?
We were back discussing. We had talked about the language, and Oyate came in. Then we asked about the. Different situation in the reservations. I think you were asked about the reservations being prison camp.
Okay. And?
And could you expound on that? They were asking for an understanding of that.
Okay. Colonial prison camps such as reservations has always been a unique way to expedite and exercise permanent conditions on the discrepancies of violating human rights. Now, understanding this flaw, our people of the so-called Great Sioux Nation, this is how America interprets that understanding. So the reservations were broken up into different, you know, segments. You have the people up there in the Mini-Kosu country, where my little brother Bryce Inderwoods is from. There's four sister bands up there. There's the Ohinumpa, the Mini-Kosu, the Sihasapa, and the Itazichola. Those are the four Lakota sister bands, and also the keepers of the sacred medicine bundle of our Chinupa. And then when you go further north into North Dakota and parts of South Dakota, you go to another tribal nation that's on a reservation called Standing Rock, which is the Hunkpapa. Okay, the Hunkpapa, Sitting Bulls people. So they are up there. So that's number five. And then when you come down back in South Dakota and you head east within the median of the state of South Dakota, you go to the Tsi-Chung-Hu. The Burnt Thigh people, which are their reservations established right there on Rosebud River right there. And then you go further west of Rosebud and you come into our permanent domain, which is the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation, home of the Ogallala Lakotas. That what makes up the seven sister bands, the Ocheti Shakoi, the seven wood stove. Ocheti is a wood stove. Cheta Shakoin is the seven fires that those our sister bands had at one time. But because we marginalize white man's language and we implement the Ocheti Shakoin, which they don't interpret it the way it should be, it's called the seven wood stoves of fire. Ocheti is a wood stove. So these segments of the reservation lifestyle is preconditioning our people to get with the program through the treaties. The treaties specified, and I think it was Article 11 maybe, where they will commence you into be farmers. They'll give you team, oxen, horses, materials to cultivate the earth, till it, and so forth. They're trying to turn us into farmers. And some of our people did that back in the days before I was born. And so in the late 1800s, early 19, and no more, our people became farmers. And because of the farming dialogue of what our people have learned from the white man, we created our own, gardens that helped community. I know my great-grandfather, John Little Elk, was the chief of Porcupine District. And he's buried down here just right up the road from Grandma Cecilia and Mom and my little brother John. So my grandpa John Little Elk, he was the chief and headsman on this reservation for the district of Pahin Sinte. He took care of all the traditional people, and he gave them fresh vegetables, fresh meat. That was a sensible way of our doing it, like Chinupa still doing, by taking care of all my people here on Pine Ridge, our elders mainly, all my elders. I feed them, clothe them, and our children. And those are essential to our everyday living in our life as surviving on the said reservations. And people are listening in now. And that's how we implemented our traditional kinships of sharing and caring in the value of life and love. Back to you all again.
Well, thank you for that understanding, brother. That sheds a lot of light on the situation. I hope that answered the question for the brother there. And that's very interesting. Petawakan Shakoi and Otete Shakoi. Big difference. Okay, moving right along. Any other questions, callers? Okay, let's get back into that topic where our brother Oyate was talking about bringing the issues and going forth internationally to share our situation and building our nationhood. That we never relinquished ourselves as a nation, so we need to exercise that. So give us more expounding on that.
Okay, repeat that question. There's something playing, like a musical device playing in the background.
I hear some music. Someone's phone, mute your phones. We have noise in the background. Okay, the question was... where Brother Oyate spoke about our nationhood and bringing our indigenous issues forward and together as a nation.
Well, let's really get serious in this. Many people that are into the so-called nation state status or nation state status, okay? As I said earlier, okay, the supra is the nation, superseding powers of state and federal agencies, okay? What that evidence has created is an international agreement between separate, nation states, okay? But America has always used those colonial policies as a jurisdiction to create conflict of interpretation of causing conflict over jurisdiction, okay? When me and the late Russell Means were challenging different measures in Indian country, and we try to get people to come in and dialogue with us, God damn, our people are so, they want to talk their way, okay? They do, don't get me wrong. But there's a national origin to what really becomes a fallback from the original interpretation of the independent jurisdiction. There will never be a conscript or a conflict under the international jurisdiction, whether you like it or not. The international law invokes on that. That's from the Vienna Convention of 1961 and the Vienna Convention of 1969. So those, what keep telling us when you read them, we need to create our own independent covenant. Man, I stressed that the other night. But see, the people only want to listen to what is implemented for their sake. And just what Oyate said, Crazy Horse never had a driver's license. Crazy Horse never had a card to implement who he was. You have to understand yourself and why you have them. Okay? You have to understand that. Okay? But we've been so preconditioned, so colonized with the concepts of how white America implemented its interpretation of value by entrusting their norms of that acronym means to force it. In other words, they misuse that without permission, right or wrong. That's right. So, like us interpreting who we are, I am Chanupagluha Mani. Mea Chamalakhuta. Okay? What he was saying to the other brother that called in to how to obtain, if you go back into your names of the traditional identity, who you are, that's where the rebirth of language interprets itself and it starts to grow. And you are from animals out there, outside my water. You know that. Black folk, Mashika folk, Oyate Z folks, the yellow people. You're all from an animal. The same way we Lakotas are from the buffalo people. Our buffalo people still talk Lakota here in our sacred Black Hills. And so the white man tried to capture them and raise them. There are herds of buffalo all over that are run by white people to this day. Those are human rights violations. That's animal abuse. That's cruelty to the animals. I've seen this. But yet our people are still bastardizing America's concepts of having high-tech, you know, telephones and cell phones and all this shit. They love that. They love that. They don't want to give it up. That's their demise in Indian country. So, when you cultivate a buffalo, and hear me, folks, when you cultivate and capture the four-legged and imprison them, you're putting that same conflict on the two-legged people. Hello? Does that make sense? Yes, it does. You cannot capture or imprisonate a four-legged. And you people are doing that to this day in 2021. Don't tell me that you're not bullshit. You are. So you keep contributing to the mass incarceration and the mass capturing of people. No different than what they did to our Mashika children when Trump was in there. And they're still trying to find ways to do that. It's like this, folks. The black folk had a name. They had a language in my country. And you took it from them, white man. You did. And you replaced it with yours, okay? And you had them work in those colonial prison camps, which you call the plantation, where you raped them and abused them, and you forced yourselves upon them to have sex with the women. You are the most rapist and heinous people, white man. You did that to them. And you're still doing it to everyone else. Every country you evade through your might of military, that's all you do is rape innocent children, little girls and women. And you kill nothing but elders and poor people. You bomb them. But nobody else of the human race does that to the white race. So when people are pushed into a corner and it's time to rebel, the white man is going to experience a rude awakening. A rude awakening. You see, that's what happens in Indian country. You see, we've been driven to extinction now. Three-quarters of my people out on the East Coast are no more. So it's all mixed with half-breeds out there and wannabe Indians that claim themselves to be Indians. All up and down from Maine to Florida and inward. Clear up to Michigan and Iowa and Ohio and on down to the Mississippi and Arkansas. Oklahoma and Kansas basins of Nebraska, South Dakota, North Dakota, and Minnesota. Those are the small mountain ranges and middle central parts of it that still have indigenous population. Clear up into Montana, Washington, Oregon, Utah, Idaho, Nevada, and parts of California and Arizona, New Mexico. You see, that's small amounts. Now, here's our people bastardizing this concept. And the reason why we have mass incarceration is because you guys keep abusing our animals, keep capturing them, putting them in jail. Take a look at it, people. Go down to your goddamn animal sanctuaries. Go look in there and see what the hell the white man's doing to our four-legged and winged creatures. You are to blame, white man. You people are. And the rest of you that are listening to tonight's show, God damn it, do something with Chinupa. Help me. Questions like this are to revamp itself. Just like what Brother Oyate said, Crazy Horse didn't have that. Crazy Horse didn't even know how to damn a car, let alone ride a team and wagon. Come on. You really want to talk history and know history? Know about your history of the indigenous people here in Turtle Island. We are less than the population. We are the 1%. Our language is on the verge of extinction. Our blood is on the verge of extinction because of you, white man. You are the most heinous people, and you think that is joyful. You laugh about it. You laugh like that, white man. But the shame is on you, the guilt on you, the hate's on you. You did this not only to the indigenous people, but you did it to people of color, even your own. And I was referring to that guitarist that passed away here a year ago, almost a year ago, back in October, the late Edward Van Halen. They were immigrants that came over here that had their own language. They did. They did have their own language from across the water. And according to their memberships, Eddie Van Halen's family were musicians. His dad was a musician, okay? And they came over here with only $50. And Eddie at that time, when he was a baby and a young boy, he was the drummer. And his older brother, Alex, played the guitar. I mean, this is what I listened to them talk about on certain radio shows when I heard the Van Halen family talking. And Eddie Van Halen changed the guitar playing in America. No different than that white boy, Chet Atkins, Les Paul, that created the Gibson Les Paul. These people changed that kind of validity in America of music. But here's the biggest catch to it all. We indigenous people had our own music and our own instrument. And you're still trying to take it from us, white man. That's inhuman. Now imagine the black folk in our country having that way of life taken from them. You think about that first, white man. You give it back to them first before you try to bastardize and give curriculums to schools to learn this and learn that language. Nah. Until my black folk get their language back and they get a chance to return home, like Brother Matufa. He did that. He went back to Africa and died over there, man. Know the history of it. And here's the final piece to that understanding as we're getting close to our time to at the top of the hour. I think we're like 10, 15 minutes across it. We are looking at things unfold before our very eyes because Wowak Hunkile Glihunialo Mitakipi, the sacred way of life has returned. And it's up to all of us to get back into it truthfully and honorably. The honorable way of dealing with our traditional way of life is we have to really want it, like an urgency of you wanting a cold drink, something sweet, vegetables, fruits, meat, protein. You have to want it like that. And that's how you eliminate the captivity of people incarcerated. Take a look at it right there. I said take a look at any type of animal refuge and go in and see what they're doing to our four-legged. Until we free them, our people can become free. And this is what you don't do. And don't tell me you don't have your animals on a leash and you have them in a goddamn cage. You know you do that, two-legged. And I don't care what color you are. You know damn well you're doing that, and you're abusive to that four-legged. The same way the white man's abusing you in the year 2021. He's not just abusing you. He's also abusing me. And that's how we turn that subject back and into what we talked about tonight. I'll will it back to you, brother.
All right. Thank you, brother. We got a few more callers in. Okay. Well, we're getting down to final part of our show, folks. We're down to 8:15. We got 14 14-15 minutes left in our show. We got a few other callers if anyone would like to join in or just say hello and say a greeting. Jump right in. If you got any topic you want to discuss, anything you'd like to share, everyone's all live. State your name, where you call, and jump right in. All right, 150951 just called in. Would you like to join in?
He's your part. Called in the Sony Nation Mohawk.
Hello. Welcome to the show.
Who's that lady that introduced herself?
She had a little echo.
He's your part.
Who?
Tahitian
Heart,
Tahitian Nation Mohawk.
So you update Chinupa and Gabriel, that's my wife. Remember Jay?
Oh, that's sister. Hey, okay, Jodine. Hey. How you doing?
I'm doing fine.
I want to hear from you. If you want to contribute, go right ahead. Hey, this is one of my Mohawk sisters, man. A solid woman here, guys. Listen to her. Go right ahead, sister.
I'm from the Six Nations. And we're having problems up there, too, as they are here in the United States. And they're trying to take parts of our lands away from us that was originally ours in the first place. The Haldeman County has come in and tried to build anyway, they're trying to build buildings on lands that don't belong to them. And so we're still fighting a struggle up there too, as well as people are here in the United States.
Okay, did you get that, Silva?
Yes, I caught that.
It seems to be a thing, you know, not nothing new, but here lately they have been pushing pretty hard to try to take the lands away from the indigenous people and not honor the indigenous people's right to the land. This is something that we definitely have to take a close look at and step up and hold them to some accountability and full exercise of our validity of our rights. You want to expound on that, Chinook?
Yeah, you know, what Sister Geraldine was talking about is so very true because, you know, many people out here in Indian country have always created these occupied, you know, places and so forth. Come on. Hey. They've created places where they have a, you know, unhealthy circumstance of a so-called safe refuge. Come on, B. 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 Come on. So the safe refuge is what they're using for sporting games. Shooting off guns, hunting, and just letting you know that they're still in charge. They're still occupying this state, this country. And that's why they're doing that. So back to what Sister is saying is that this is a collective dialogue that's unhealthy in our own, you know, virtue of life. Our people are being misled with not protecting their individual independent structures. And it's hard for people to really relate to that understanding because it creates a separation between the people and the Earth Mother. And we become a product of that now. We're not the same way we used to be by protecting our God-given, you know, independent rights as a free people. And so that's the purpose that we don't really engage in. We want to, but that's not the key, see. So until our people realize exactly what's going on in Indian country, then we can get back to the basics, not implement full independent nation status through that nationhood. And that's how you create, you know, different sanctions to hold America accountable. It's never going to go away, never going to stop until we do it.
And we have to, because anymore, everything is turning technological. When it becomes technological, that means that the machine's going to run it. And eventually, they're going to create a machine that's going to be a man. You ain't going to be able to stop him. Come on. So, you know, I throw my implementation to that on this show tonight because of what's going on today in Indian country in 2021. It's never a first until you try to look at the conditions that our people are facing. And it's hard for us to get into the basics because right now here in the state of South Dakota, the weather is changing. It's getting warm. People are occupying these areas because of sports, basketball teams, and all this shit. And our people are forgetting their own traditional kinships of sports. They don't welcome the earth as the seasons are going to change. The thunder beams are going to return. They don't get into that stuff. They're too busy playing white man sports. And that's inhuman, folks. That is surely. But see, that's preconditioning. So this is how America implements that. And as we wrap it down to the final minutes of the show, let's all collectively put our hearts and minds together and look at solutions and ways to implement things that can free us from this captivity of the white man. Don't forget, if you look at historical encounters, understand the connection between legal and political systems. Legal and political systems. The United States government used that from the domination of Christianity. Don't ever fucking forget that. And excuse me for using that interpretation, but don't forget that. The legal and political system that America has used is the domination of Christianity. And you all know that. You're so eager to protect the white man, but you're not even eager enough to protect your own. And that was great to hear my sister, Geraldine, come on, and Oyate, the brother, asking questions about how we pick up our language when we don't have, you know, all you have to do is pick your name back up before it can begin. And these are the answers to that. And that's how you emancipate yourself from being captive. Because that captivity, man, is really strong. And that's why I throw it back to everybody this way. The ancient, you know, doctrines are still happening today. And so as we come down to the top and the bottom of our few minutes of the show, we look forward to having you all come back on the Indigenous Voices of People radio show, thanks to our sister, Leona Randolph, giving us this opportunity. You know, when I get heavy into this and I'm listening to people's input, I can't do this by myself. I used to try to get my young brother, Devin Oldman, but he fell off the radar. I'm not going to say what's going on, but when you give your word, folks, you're honorable to keep that word. And if you can't live by it, then don't be talking. Do not be talking anymore. Don't be talking about anything if you can't live on that. If you keep running back to drugs and alcohol, stay there and shut up and live that. And go ahead and allow Christianity to continue to indoctrinate you for death. And that's what Christianity is good at. And so that's why I thought I'd share that part at the ending part as I close the song. And once again, folks, please tune in next week on Friday and Saturdays from 5 to 6:30 to the Indigenous Voices of People radio show. Your host, Chanupa Gluham Money, with my little brother, Jibril Salam. His nickname is Sheikh. So you guys can call him that because, you know, a radio DJ did have a nickname, you know. So his name is Sheikh. Sheikh Jibril Sheikh. Just call him Sheikh. You know, that's the way to interpret it because he's my little brother. I love him. I've done a lot of courageous work for him. He's been to a lot of my meetings. He's a member of the Strong Heart, you know, Warrior Society. He's also a dog sitter, and he represents his, you know, Eastern Band of Cherokee people. And, you know, that's his bloodline. And, you know, I'm very grateful for him. Not only him, there's Amin, even my little brother, Cleosis Ross, who we call, you know, Ain't Ready Yet, and many others. My brother Ali. My brother Ali is a new brother of mine that's out there where my brother Jibril is. I love that brother so much, man. I always take him in my spiritual, you know, smuggling smoke. So I give him that every now and again when I continue to keep him in balance. Because it's a struggle out there being part of this, you know, Romanistic behavior created by America. So let's close this with a song, and I thank all of you for tuning in to the Indigenous Voices of People radio show, and we look forward to having you. And for some of you that couldn't get on, you were listening in, you might have been fed state officials or even tribal officials trying to get information and try to silence us somewhere else. I urge you all to get on YouTube and type up Chinoop Agluha Money, the January 24th edition of the rally we had in Lincoln, Nebraska. Again, type in Chinoop Agluha Money on YouTube, the January 24th edition and rally down in Lincoln, Nebraska, and see what's going on down there and what happened down there on an independent structure. So I'm going to close with the song, and I hope you all enjoy this song because it's yours.
Good night, and I'll see you all next week on the Indigenous Voices of Hokahe.
Okay, Tokcha. Okay, everybody. Waste. Okay, everybody, have a good night. Rada Gohai. SubhanAllah wa bihamdihi. SubhanAllah wa huma wa bihamdihi.
There you go.
Business Voices of People. Look forward to you guys next week. Thank you and good night.